few people understand the real meaning of wisdom. In fact, in our modern world, this word, wisdom, is very rarely used. So, what is wisdom? Wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind that understands or realizes meaningful objects. Wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind that understands or realizes meaningful objects. So this is like a definition of wisdom. So everyone, even animals, have some intelligence. Often, as human beings, we even pride ourselves on our worldly intelligence, but it doesn't lead to happiness. This is completely different from wisdom. So wisdom is virtuous intelligence, which means it necessarily leads to happiness. The more wisdom we have, the more happy we'll become. When we complete our training in wisdom and have the omniscient wisdom of a Buddha, we'll experience pure and everlasting happiness that radiates eternally as compassion, nourishing each and every living being and drawing them to that same state. So we need to know, what is a meaningful object? So a meaningful object is any object that, through realizing it, gives us great meaning in this and all our future lives. So most of the objects we currently understand or that people are interested in do not give such meaning in our life or bring benefit in our future lives. Temporarily, of course, understanding these objects brings some benefit temporarily. But ultimately, as I explained in the empowerment, they're deceptive. So let's think about some examples of meaningful objects. The supreme meaningful object is the holy object, emptiness. The real nature of things. Emptiness is the way things really are. It is a very profound and meaningful object. If we realize emptiness directly, we will become permanently free from all suffering, pain and problems. Could there be a more meaningful object? Yet the sad thing is, most people in our world have never heard of emptiness. Yet this supreme, holy, meaningful object liberates living beings from suffering permanently when we realize it directly. So we will be liberated from suffering forever. We can never experience suffering again when we directly realize emptiness. How we need to apply effort to do this and help others do the same, so that one day suffering will completely cease for everybody. Any mind that realizes emptiness, so emptiness is a meaningful object, any mind that realizes emptiness is wisdom, because wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind that understands or realizes a meaningful object. So the mind understanding the meaning or realizing emptiness is wisdom. Another example is the existence of future lives. If we understand through following logical reasoning the existence of future lives, this is a meaningful object, because this and the mind that realizes the existence of future lives is wisdom, because it realizes a meaningful object. This object gives us so much meaning in our life, because we understand that the happiness of future lives is so much more important than this one short life alone. And our aims and intentions change, and we begin to follow correct paths. Another meaningful object is karma. So what is karma? What is the real meaning of karma? Karma means actions and their effects or results. The mind that understands or realizes the connection between our actions and our experiences, so actions in our former lives and experiences in this life, is wisdom. You know, often we wonder, why is this happening? Where is this horrible experience coming from? I think everybody thinks, why is this happening to me? If we have the wisdom understanding karma, we know why any bad thing arises for us, why any good thing arises for us, coming from the ripening of our past, of the imprints of our past actions. Virtuous actions lead to happiness, non-virtuous actions lead to suffering. So we're understanding, and again, in our world, so few people understand there's a connection, a hidden connection between our actions in the past and our experiences in the present. Also, there's a connection between our actions in the present and what we will experience in the future. The mind that understands this connection, karma, is wisdom.